Do you remember when your children were young and how they wanted to be something different every few months? They were exploring their world and discovering their new interests. Somewhere along the way, we started to believe that we had to choose one career path and stick to it. But let's be real for a minute. If you went to college, how many of you graduated with the major you started with? More recently, how often have you changed your homeschool curriculum because something just wasn't working? Rarely do we know exactly what we want and take a straight path to get there. Changing what we use for the sake of our children seems okay, but somehow it's not okay for us to change our minds. I commented to a friend recently that I feel like I'm a toddler exploring the world again, or a college student trying to decide my major. It's scary, confusing, and makes me a little dizzy. But it's okay. It's a part of the process to discern where God is calling me to serve next. In this episode, I'm sharing my journey of rediscovery of who I am and what I want to be when I grow up. I mean, when I finish my current calling of being a homeschool mom. Along the way, I'll share three important truths that I learned. When my daughters were in high school and middle school, I took my first coaching class. I had a podcast and a business already, but I was feeling burnout. As I went through this coaching class, I realized I need to figure out what I want to do in the future. Do I want to keep doing what I'm doing, or do I want to pivot a little bit? I actually took a year-long sabbatical to figure out the next step. I've talked about this a little bit before, but that was such an important time for me as I just stepped back and allowed God to speak into my next steps and to show me the direction. I didn't figure it out completely, but in the middle of that year, I realized I really wanted to be a coach. I wanted to lean into that. And so here's truth number one. It's okay for you to take a break. You may need a break after homeschooling, or maybe you need to take a break from teaching at your co-op. Whatever it is, it's okay for you to take a sabbatical. We typically think of college professors taking sabbaticals, but a sabbatical simply means to have a change in routine. When I was working with my coach and she initially said, "Have you considered a sabbatical?" And I looked at her and said, "No." But I thought about that over the next couple of weeks. I looked up what the definition meant. I thought about what it could mean for me. And I thought, you know, a change in routine is exactly what I need. So I took a step back. I did not publish any posts, any podcast episodes. I did email my list every now and then, but only as I was learning something. The point was for me to share with them and still connect with them as I was processing. But it was not like it is now where it's focused and intentional. I actually just spent the next year taking coaching classes, engaging in peer coaching. It was much more low-key. The schedule was very flexible, and it allowed me a lot of time and space to ponder and to process. I was journaling. I was working with my coach and peer coaching, and it allowed me to hear God's voice. I ended up restarting the podcast after God's prompting, and I've talked about that before too, so I won't go into the details, but I really was able to hear his direction. I knew that I didn't know where we were going. I didn't know where it would end up, and I am really surprised at where I am now compared to where I thought I would be because God's always changing things up. But I remember the feeling like I was following him across a creek and he was asking me to trust him to take the next step. The rocks would be there, the stepping stones would be there to get me across the creek, but I didn't know where they were. I just had to trust him to help me step in the right place. The other thing is that these stepping stones were just barely below the surface, so I knew they were there. I couldn't see them, and I also knew that my feet would get wet as I was walking across the rocks. I had to trust him. And I still feel like that sometimes because I don't know the whole plan, and that's okay. when my oldest graduated last year, I started thinking about going back to college. I don't remember what exactly prompted this, but an old dream of teaching college started to reemerge, and so I started exploring different options. I ended up landing on the field of instructional design, and it seemed like it would be a good fit. It combined my loves of technology and learning and professional development and teaching, and so I talked to my husband over multiple walks, and I talked with my coach as I processed all this, and my husband encouraged me to pursue my dream and see where it led. I was chuckling when we were having these conversations because he said, "I want you to do something you enjoy because I don't want you going crazy when both girls have graduated." He knew I needed purpose. He knew that I needed to be doing something productive. And whether it was continuing what I'm doing or exploring something new, he was encouraging me to follow those dreams. So truth number two is that you may find that a dream reemerges, or that a new dream pops up, or maybe you have no idea at all what you want to do. And that's okay. Lean into it. Take some different classes and learn about different subjects, or volunteer at different places until you find what makes your heart sing. You'll know you found it when you can't stop talking about it and you see it everywhere. I now love thinking about coaching and seeing how coaching conversations play out in daily lives and really just watching the field emerge. I am learning so much. I love working with my clients, and I really love it when I hear a mom say, "But what I really want to do is," when she has that dream on her heart and doesn't quite know how to bring it to fruition. It just excites me at the possibilities of what we could explore and what she could accomplish, and for her to really feel fulfilled in this next stage of life. But it may take some time, so be patient as you're figuring it out. So I enrolled in a master's program for instructional design last fall, and I'm really enjoying the classes. But I've discovered after I've been talking to instructional design professionals and attending a couple of conferences and some meetings that I don't want to do this full time. My passion is coaching women. I don't want to work in a corporate setting, which is most of what instructional design is. I know that I will use what I'm learning as I am preparing workshops and trainings and courses and whatever ends up coming my way with the coaching. I'll use what I'm learning to do that, to make it better. And as I'm going through the process right now of preparing the Lost and Found coaching curriculum, I'm using some of the concepts I'm learning in my classes to help me organize it better and to really dig in and figure out what you need to go through that course. Also, through this process, I've realized I don't want to teach college, I don't think. I love teaching, but I don't think I want the restrictions that a college environment would include. I have really embraced the homeschool mindset and what it means to really learn and to dig in, and how we can assimilate the information we have and narrate it back, and we don't have to take tests. And you know, all of the stuff that I love about homeschooling, I don't really want to go back into that more restrictive environment. I realized I can coach women through my business. I can teach them. I could teach a class at my church. I don't have to satisfy that desire to teach through just one pathway of teaching at a college. So I've decided I'm not going to finish my master's, but instead take just two more classes that I need to get the online educator certificate. I'm enjoying the classes and will use those, but there's no reason for me to continue past the point of that certificate, which I would like to get if I don't really want to use this degree in the future. So truth number three is that you might have some trial and error as you begin to pursue your dream. It's not a failure or a mistake. It's just data. You're learning what you like and you don't like. You're learning what is involved in a new field, or becoming reacquainted with a field that you left when you decided to homeschool your children. You can use this data to make decisions instead of to judge yourself. Just as you wouldn't expect your children to know exactly what they want to do for the rest of their lives as soon as they graduate from your high school, You shouldn't expect to know what you want to do after they graduate either. If you do, that is fantastic. But for most of us, it's been a while since we've thought about what we want to do and have had the time to be able to do that. So allow yourself some time to figure it out. I will be releasing this new coaching program soon that's designed to help homeschool moms discern their next calling. If you're interested in learning more about it, email me at crystal@crystalwagner.net or message me on Instagram at Crystal J. Wagner. I would love to hear what you need, what is on your heart right now, what you're confused about your next steps and your next stages. So if you have thoughts, if you want to get on a waiting list to find out when the program is ready, please email me or message me on Instagram. Next week on the podcast, we'll be talking about how to manage your time as you begin to explore your next calling. It looks a little different. Until next time, remember that your story is not finished. You may be wrapping up this chapter, but your next chapter is just beginning. Thanks for joining me on the Purposeful Impact podcast. I pray that today's episode blessed you and that you found encouragement and practical tips. If so, would you share this episode with someone else so that they can be blessed too? I'd also appreciate it if you would take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review in your podcast app. Leaving a review helps other homeschool parents find the podcast and know if it's a good fit for them. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word.